How to improve your social media work in 2011. Lots of people, like STV news anchor John Mackay, have said that they're going to get to grips with social media as one of their 2011 New Year resolutions. For those who don't do them, a New Year resolution is where you say you're going to do something to get better. Most people say they're going to diet, they're going to change their attitude, they're going to drink less or eat more healthily. And it's good to see a media personality like John saying, oh, no, I'm going to get to grips with social media and know how to use it properly. And John already does use it quite well. He's on Twitter at RealMackay, MackayStV. And he's really, really good. Nice, simple, open-hearted description of himself. He's an STV anchorman, news and views from Scotland, with a touch of Ron Burgundy and Gus Hedges. That's very, very good. And it also says, opinions are mine or somebody else's. That's nice. You know, it sets the tone quite well that he's going to be serious, but, you know, not to the detriment of everything else. But anyway, for those like John thinking of, you know, branching out a bit more, here's some pointers, and this is a shortened version of a blog post which can be found at contently-managed.com. The first thing most people should remember is that they don't need to overdo it. You know, it's good to be enthusiastic, but don't think just because you want to be there that you need to be on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Foursquare, Vimeo, Twitter, Audioboo, various other podcasts, Quora, MySpace, Twitter, Xbox Live, and so on. Pick a few, or even just pick one which suits you. The most popular platforms are Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, also blogs, which can be done via Posterous, WordPress, or other systems. So just find something you're comfortable with. You know, toe dip. You know, Facebook and Twitter are great for that. You can just give a little time and see what sort of rewards you get. But also, make life simple for yourself. You know, for Twitter, use the likes of Hootsuite or TweetDeck. Set up Google Alerts for your name and for other relevant things so that you make sure you catch everything if anyone's speaking about you, so you can engage with them. If you're setting up a blog, use Posterous, which is a blog all done by email, which makes it a lot simpler to do. Also, write about what you want. Write about what's interesting to you, because if it's not interesting to you, it's not going to come across as interesting, and whether you're on video or writing or audio throughout the social media platforms. So keep it interesting to you, because if you can't keep yourself interested, what chance have you got of keeping others interested? One major thing to remember is that there's not really a secret sauce to this. It's like any conversation. Be polite, be interesting, be funny, be yourself. And as some would say, don't be a dick, you know, don't be rude. That's the way it is. You know, if you're nice to people will be nice back. But at the same time, don't be afraid to have an opinion and, you know, back it up online. You don't have to become anodyne and boring just because the whole world's there, you know, ready to pass judgment on you. Because there's a lot of people out there who'll also want to support you. A really important thing is to know why you're doing it. Define your goals, because if you're only doing it just to keep people updated with what you're up to, you know, if you're just telling friends and family stuff, the strategy there is going to be very different from someone doing it in a more aggressive way to build sales or to build a popular following. So think about why you're doing it, and that will inform to an extent how you actually do it. Similarly, if you are high profile like John Mackay, don't be afraid to have more than one profile. You know, have profiles that the public can see and profiles that are for your friends and family only. And the flip side of that is, remember as well, you know, you may have more than one audience coming to find you online. You may have friends and family. You may have people wanting to learn about your job. You may have people just interested in a topic that you speak about. These are all different spheres and different groups of people coming to see what you're saying. So try and have something for them all so that they'll keep coming back to you. One thing that you should always remember is, unlike Kevin Costner's great "if you build it, they will come" moment, in digital you need to let people know you're there, and you have to outreach to them, and outreach on a regular basis to find new and interesting people. But that's reciprocal, because people will then come to you, and that builds your audience, which is fantastic. And we'll continue this in our part 2, which will be online in just one moment. Thanks for listening.